KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. This is the week we start looking forward into the new year to see what's going to change. The one everyone's talking about in California is the sale of recreational pot. But travelers on BART are going to notice some differences, too. For a briefing, I have gone to Embarcadero Station with KQED's Dan Brecke. Hey.
Hey, good morning.
So, is BART going to have new special cars for smokers of recreational marijuana?
I think we're looking out to the year 2099 before we see that.
Okay. But what is going to be different on BART in the new year?
Well, BART is going to try to get everybody to pay their fare. Obviously, there have been penalties for not paying your fare, but the district has taken a look at how many people are not paying on a daily basis, and they've decided they need to do something about it.
And I'm already starting to see some of these signs on the floor of BART at certain gates. This is just the beginning of it?
Yes, they put notices at some of the gates that are well known for people walking through them without paying to put people on notice that you're violating the law if you come in without paying. So you'll see that actually in front of the pay gates. Here at Embarcadero, where hundreds or maybe more than 1,000 people a day come through without paying, they've actually marked a lot of these free-swinging gates with signs that it's no entrance. They've alarmed them. They put cameras near them. So they really are trying to discourage people from using these.
So what happens if you haven't paid and you get caught?
They're going to be fare inspectors. The agency is hiring half a dozen inspectors to start, and they're going to be working in teams of at least two. They'll be going through trains and stations to make sure that everybody has paid their fare. So they'll be looking at clipper cards and tickets. They'll have little machines that'll be able to tell if you put that through the gate. And if you haven't paid, there will be a citation, $75 the first two times around. And if you still don't pay, if they catch you a third time, you could be facing a criminal citation with a $250 fine.
Wow. Now, is there some concern about how they decide who to ask for their fare card?
Yeah, that's something that they're very conscious of. So the way this is supposed to be set up is that when the fare inspectors go through a car or a platform, they talk to everybody. They go from one person to the next, so they're not targeting anybody. That is to head off any tendency that people might have to target, for instance, homeless folks who we know do ride BART.
So why is BART doing this? What is at stake here?
It's a big money item for them. A study was done during the past year that showed anywhere between $15 million and $25 million a year were being lost to non-fare payment, or to put it another way, fare evasion.
KQED's Dan Brecke, thanks so much for meeting me here.
You're welcome. A pleasure to do it.